有两件补充报告。
There are two additional announcements.
第一件是在我们节目单上第一项。
The first is on the first item printed on the program.
上礼拜天我有在提到说有一篇文章有关于教会的增长。
Last week I said there will be an article regarding the growth of a church.
对的方法跟不对的方法。
The right method and the incorrect method.
那么这张文章等一下我摆在后面。
So this is a copy of the article we Pastor will put in the back.
我上次在会员大会里面给大家劝勉当中也提到这一篇文章。
And I have encouraged you with this during last week's meeting.
如果您要的人等一下上完会以后可以拿一份。
If you want, you can take one after the service.
第二个补充报告是节目单上的第二项。
The second is on the second item.
在二月二十二号跟二十三号一次很难得的学习解释圣经的讲座。
There is a very a good workshop to learn how to interpret the Bible on February 22nd and February 23rd.
讲员是加州来的赖若翰牧师。
So the speaker comes from California, is Pastor 赖若翰。
这是非常难得的机会。
This is a very difficult, rare opportunity.
他神给他这方面的恩赐。
God has blessed him with great gifts.
他成为许多教会的祝福。
He has been a blessing for many churches.
那么 T4C 也特别请他来。
The T4C specifically invited him.
是礼拜晚上跟礼拜六整天。
So it's a Friday evening and all day on Saturday.
那么个人报名是20块钱。
So if individual registration is $20.
夫妇报名是30块。
So for a couple, it's $30.
我鼓励大家能够尽量的参加。
I encourage you to participate.
如果你要实行圣经，你需要先学习接受圣经。
So if you want to practice the Bible, you have to learn to accept the Bible.
你要接受圣经，你需要先明白圣经。
If you want to accept the Bible, you have to understand the Bible.
那么这个报名表详细的情形我等一下摆在后面。
So the specific information and registration form will also be in the back table there.
告诉你说怎么报名。
They'll teach you, tell you how to register.
那么请大家上完会可以拿一份。
So you can take it up after the service.
第三个传经团的弟兄姐妹们。
The third is Brothers and sisters of the Evergreen Fellowship.
三点半在这边有一个练唱。
There is a rehearsal at 3:30 right here.
准备我们新年的晚会。
To prepare for the New Year's party.
今天我们开始看约翰十一章。
Today we're going to start John chapter 11.
约翰十一章里面有我们很熟悉的故事。
In this chapter, there's a very familiar story.
提到拉撒路的复活。
It mentioned the resurrection of Lazarus.
这是个非常让人兴奋的故事。
This is a very exciting story.
但这个故事一开始
But at the beginning,
却记载了人们不喜欢谈的一个题目。
It recorded a topic most people do not like to talk.
就是死亡。
It's death.
中国人对这个题目更不喜欢。
Especially Chinese, we don't like death.
我们怕说听多了
We're afraid you will hear too much
或参与讨论
Or we discuss too much
说不定我们的寿命会短了几年
So we may shorten our life for a few years
年纪大的对这个题目更敏感
For elderly people even more sensitive
可是死亡是每一个人不能避免的
But death is unavoidable
不管医学再怎么样的进步
Doesn't matter how much we progress in medicine.
它只能延长你的生命一阵子。
They can only extend your life temporarily.
或让你去世时候减轻痛苦。
Or release you from pain while you die.
但它没有办法除去死亡。
But they cannot get rid of death.
美国人甚至开玩笑地说
Americans, they joke.
在美国人生有两件事是不能避免的。
In America,There are two things people cannot avoid.
哪两件事?
Which two?
赋税跟死亡。
Tax and death.
你甚至死的时候都还要赋税。
You have to even pay tax when you die.
你的遗产税。
Your inheritance.
你把 IRA 转给你儿女的话，付很多的税。
So when you transfer your IRA to your children, you have to pay a lot of tax.
约翰十一章虽然以一个人的死亡开始,
although John 11 started with the death of one person,
但整章的主题是提到神的荣耀,
but the theme of the entire chapter is God's glory.
圣经就一贯地赞美神的荣耀,
the Bible consistently praises the glory of God.
我们看几处的圣经,
let's read several passages.
诗篇57篇,
Psalm 57.
诗篇57篇,
Psalm 57.
11节,
11, verse 11.
我们看大卫怎么样称赞神的荣耀。
I say, how did David exalt God's glory?
神啊, 愿你崇高, 过于诸天, 愿你的荣耀高过全地。 我们再看七色篇19节,
let's go to Psalm 72 verse 19.
我们看看所罗门的儿子大卫的儿子所罗门王怎么回应他爸爸的话语。
Let's see, how did David's son Solomon respond to his father's words?
七色篇19节,
72 verse 19.
他荣耀的名也当称颂, 直到永远, 愿他的荣耀充满全地。 Amen, Amen. 再看诗篇138篇第5节,
let's go to 138, Psalm 138,
138篇第5节,
138:5.
大卫又再一次地说, 他们要歌颂耶和华的作为, 因耶和华大有荣耀。 神的荣耀用许多方式表现,
God manifests His glory in many ways.
其中的一个范式就是在他的创造上。
One of it is through His creation.
那我们看诗篇19篇。
Let's go Psalm 19.
19篇。
19.
第1节到第4节。
From verses 1 to 4.
诗篇19篇第1节。
Psalm 19 verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀, 穹苍传扬他的手段，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出姿势，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍地下，他的言语传到地极，神在其中为太阳安设帐幕。神的荣耀在创造这件事情上彰显出来。
God manifests His glory through creating. This is
神另外一个方式彰显了他的荣耀，就是在救恩上。
Another way He demonstrates His glory through salvation.
那我们看罗马书第9篇第9章。
Let's go to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 9.
22节到24节。
From verses 22 to 24.
罗马书第9章22节,
Romans 9:22.
这里说，倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怜预备遭毁灭的器皿，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯 找预备得荣耀的器皿上，24节，这器皿就是我们被神手招，不但是犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？神的荣耀要彰显在他这些得救的信徒的身上。
God wants to show His glory through those saved people who are saved.
你看到这个圣经节的含义吗?
Can you see the meaning of this passage?
一个人得救不是说我以后会有快乐幸福的日子。
So when you are saved, doesn't mean in the future you're going to have a happy day.
我以后一定一帆风顺，步步高升。
It will say everything will be smooth.
而是让神在你的身上得荣耀。
But is to have God receive glory in you.
神预定信徒们有神的性情。
God has predestined that the believers shall have His attributes.
有神的生命,
shall have God's life.
所以人可以在我们身上看到神的荣耀,
so that people can see God's glory in our life.
第一个, 在以色列的历史当中,
through the history of Israel,
神的荣耀又继续不断地出现,
God's glory continued to demonstrate.
你记得当以色列人出埃及的时候,
do you remember when they left Egypt?
神的荣耀在云柱中, 在火柱中,
so God's glory was in the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
当摩西在旷野建好了会幕,
after Moses completed the tabernacle,
当他们献上会幕的时候,
when they presented the tabernacle,
神的荣耀充满了整个会幕,
God's glory filled the whole tabernacle.
当所罗门王建完了圣殿,
when King Solomon completed the temple,
当他献上圣殿的时候,
when he presented the temple,
神的荣耀充满了整个圣殿,
God's glory filled the entire temple.
但神最有恩典跟最完全的荣耀,
but the most blessed, the most complete glory of God,
还是彰显在耶稣基督的身上,
is demonstrated in the life of Jesus.
那我们看约翰福音第一章十四节,
let's go to chapter 1 of John.
约翰福音一章十四节,
John 1:14.
So,道成了肉身,住在我们中间,充充满满的有恩典,有真理。我们也见过他的荣光,正是父独生子的荣光。这个荣光,其实就英文说glory,也可以翻成荣耀。在耶稣的身上,我们看见神的荣耀。We
can see God's glory in pieces.
当耶稣完成了行的第一个神迹以后,
after Jesus completed the first miracle,
我们看约翰怎么写,
let's see how did John record it.
请看约翰第二章十一节,
it's chapter 2 verse 11.
二章十一节,
chapter 2 verse 11 of John.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹, 是在加利利的迦拿行的, 显出他的荣耀来, 他的门徒就信他了。 今天在约翰十一章里面,
again today in John 11,
耶稣再次的在拉撒路的事情上显出神的荣耀。
Jesus once again going to reveal God's glory in Lazarus.
我们有三点要一起看。
There are three things we will study.
第一大点,
the first,
一位危急的病人,
one critical patient.
这是第一节到第二节。
That's on verse 1 to 2.
第一节说有一个犯病的人名叫拉撒路,
it is a man named Lazarus was sick.
拉撒路什么意思?
What the meaning of Lazarus?
拉撒路是说神帮助了我,
it means God helped me,
或神是我的帮助,
or God is my help.
这个名字在这个故事里面的意义非常的恰当,
so this name is very fitting in this story.
拉撒路不但需要帮助,
not only Lazarus need help,
还不是随便的帮助,
it's not just any help,
他需要神的帮助,
he needs help from God.
拉撒路是当时一个常见的名字,
Lazarus was a very common name,
有点像今天我们在美国一些常见的英文名字,
just like the common names today in America,
比如说 Bob 啦, Ron 啦, Bill 啦,
Bill, Ron and Bob.
所以圣经需要指出是哪一个拉撒路,
so the Bible needs to point out which Lazarus.
他说是住在伯大尼,
the one who lived in Bethany.
伯大尼在什么地方?
Where is Bethany?
伯大尼在当时有两个伯大尼,
in those days there are two Bethany.
一个伯大尼是在当时的比利亚省,
one in those days is a Perea.
那我们看 约翰福音一章28节,
let's go to John 1:28.
圣经一章28节,
John 1:28.
一章18节, sorry,
28节,
John 1:28, 约翰一章28节说, 所以这个地方也正好是耶稣在那时候的时候。
In this place, Jesus happened to be there.
另外一个伯大尼是在犹太省里面。
The other one is in Judea.
我们看约翰十一章。
Let's go to John 11.
Okay, 我们看十八节。
Verse 18.
十一章十八节。
John 11, 18.
说伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，所以是在犹太省里面。
It's not too far from Jerusalem. It's in Judea.
然后我们这个和合本说约有六里路哈，六个华里其实是两个英里。
So it's about 2 miles from Jerusalem.
所以这个伯大尼是在犹太境里面。
So this definitely is in Judea.
这个伯大尼离耶稣现在还住的地方有差不多20个英里。
So this is about 20 miles.From where Jesus was living.
20英里，当时一个人如果走路的话，没有任何的耽搁，需要一天的时间。
In those days, if you walk, would take about one day without any delay.
那么十一章第一节告诉我们说，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
So in chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Lived the village of Mary and Martha."
然后第二节说，这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹足，用头发擦擦脚的。
So in verse 2 it says, this is the Mary who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair.
玛利亚这个故事，你如果看圣经的话，要到十二章才出现。
This story will show up in chapter 12.
但约翰是假定这些读者们知道哪一个是玛利亚。
But John.Assume that everyone knows who this Mary will be.
我们看到这边一个小家庭。
Here is a small family.
有玛利亚、马大跟拉撒路。
So this is Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
其他圣经告诉我们，玛利亚喜欢坐在耶稣的脚前。
The other parts of the Bible tell us that Mary likes to sit by the feet of Jesus.
思想耶稣的教导。
Meditating the teaching of Jesus.
马大是像玛利亚一样的虔诚。
Martha is also very religious, just like Mary.
但她是一个忙碌、蛮有精力的姐妹。
So she's a very energetic, busy sister.
神也给她有服侍的恩赐。
God giving her also the gift to serve.
拉撒路呢？
How about Lazarus?
他可能是小弟弟。
Maybe he's just the youngest brother.
因为他好像什么事都不用做。
Seems that he does not do anything.
他没有什么责任。
He doesn't have any responsibility.
就是两个姐姐看他。
So the two sisters take care of him.
耶稣跟那个小家庭有特别的关系。
Jesus has a very special relationship with this family.
从其他的福音书我们可以知道，耶稣很喜欢住在他们家里。
From the other books of the gospel, we know.Jesus liked to stay in their family.
我可以想象耶稣进入他们家里以后。
I can't imagine when Jesus walked into their house.
就把他的凉鞋哈 ，sandal 脱下来。
He took off his sandals.
或拿我们今天的话
，use our day words today.
把西装脱下来
，take off his sport coat.
换上一套便服
，so put on the comfortable clothes.
耶稣可以在那边说relax， 轻松。
So Jesus will relax in their
house. 也可以在那边休息
and rest.
或者从人的角度来看，耶稣 can be himself.
From man's point, 耶稣到他们家就很自然，很舒服。
himself. 这个小家庭也经常的招待耶稣的使徒们。
This family often entertains Jesus' disciples.
但是好景不长。
But The good time doesn't last long.
突然一件大事情发生。
So one day a big thing happened.
整个家庭都混乱起来。
So the whole thing went chaotic.
因为拉撒路病重。
Because Lazarus was very sick.
看来他随时会死去。
Seemed that he's going to die any minute.
我可以想象马大跟玛利亚。
I can imagine Martha and Mary.
可能几个晚上没有睡好。
Maybe many days they cannot sleep.
吃东西也没有胃口。
They have no appetite.
脸上苍白的。
They look pale.
怎么办呢
？What can they do？
他们想到耶稣。
They thought about Jesus。
我们看第二大点。
As a second point，
两位忧伤的姐妹，忧虑的姐妹。
Two concerned sisters。
这是第三节到第七节。
That's verse 3 to 7。
第三节前面说，她姐妹两个人，两个就打发人去见耶稣。
The verse 3 says, so the sisters sent word to Jesus.
他们知道耶稣,
they know that Jesus willing to save Lazarus.
他们知道耶稣爱拉萨路,
they know that Jesus loves Lazarus.
他们更知道耶稣有能力救拉萨路,
they also know that Jesus is capable to save Lazarus.
那么说,主啊,
they said, Lord, the one you love is sick.
你看到他们这个口信很简单,
you can see the message is very simple.
也很动人,
it's very moving.
也很美丽,
it's very beautiful.
我在想,
if I think someone I love is sick,
我要给耶稣一个口信,
I want to give a message to Jesus.
我不晓得我会怎么写,
I don't know how I'm going to write it.
这两位姐妹,
these two sisters,
他们的简短的口信当中,
in the simple message,
他们没有把病情详细情形, they
didn't describe the details of this sickness.
他们也没有要求耶稣说你要做什么,
they didn't even invite and ask Jesus to do anything specific.
可能他们知道这时候犹太人在耶路撒冷要抓耶稣,
maybe they know that the Jews were going to arrest Jesus.
如果耶稣回到伯大尼,耶路撒冷的附近是蛮危险的,
it's very dangerous for Jesus to come back to Bethany, which is close to Jerusalem.
从他们的口信当中, 他们也没有想要操纵耶稣,
in their message, they didn't even want to manipulate Jesus.
他们没有提醒耶稣说,
they didn't remind Jesus saying,
拉撒路过去多爱你,
how Lazarus loved you in the past.
你现在不能见死不救啊,
now you cannot ignore him.
他们的口信就说主啊, 你所爱的人病了,
but the message is, the Lord, the one you love is sick.
他们甚至没有说主啊, 爱你的那个人病了,
they didn't say, oh Lord, the one who loves you is sick.
而是说你所爱的那个人病了,
but it said the one you love is sick.
这里这个爱字不是我们平常用的agape,
so this love is not the, all, the common agape.
是用filial,
it's a filial love.
是友情的爱,
it's a friendship love.
换句话说,
in other words,
马大跟玛利亚,
Mary and Martha,
告诉耶稣,
told Jesus,
主啊, 你所爱的那位朋友病了,
oh Lord, the friend that you love is sick.
马大跟玛利亚,
Mary and Martha,
他们两个为了耶稣对拉撒路的爱,
because of the love Jesus has,
他们很信靠地讲这个需要要引起耶稣的注意,
so they trustfully want Jesus to pay attention to the news.
第四节,
verse 4,
耶稣听见就说, 这病不至于死,
Jesus heard, he said, this sickness will not end in death.
请问耶稣听到这个口信的时候,
let me ask you, when Jesus heard the message,
拉撒路还活着吗?
Is Lazarus still living?
他回答这个问题, 我们需要做一些头脑上的数学,
so we need to have some mental calculation.
首先,
first,
那个送信的人要走一天, 才到耶稣的地方,
so the messenger has to walk one day to get to Jesus.
第六节告诉我们,
verse 6 tells us,
耶稣在那地方住了两天,
Jesus stayed there for 2 days.
如果耶稣马上又走回去的话,
if Jesus went back right away,
他跟门徒们要走一天的时间才会走回伯大尼,
so they would take, it would take them one day to get back to Bethany.
如果我数学没有算错的话,
if I'm right,
1+2+1应该是4,
so 1+1+2 should be 4.
已经4天了,
there are already 4 days.
那么17节怎么讲?
What does it say in verse 17?
我们看一下,
let's read it.
耶稣到了,就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经4天了.
So on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days.
换句话说,
in other words,
当这个信差去找耶稣的那一天,
when the messenger went to find Jesus that day,
也许是刚刚在他离开伯大尼不久,
maybe just right after he left Bethany,
拉撒路就去世了,
Lazarus died.
我在想这个信差回去以后,
I was thinking this message after he returned,
看到马大跟玛利亚,
so he saw Martha and Mary,
And
he realized Nazareth is dead.
我不晓得他会把耶稣在第四节里面讲的话告诉马大跟玛利亚。
I don't know if he's going to tell Martha and Mary what Jesus said in verse 4.
如果他讲了,
if he said it,
耶稣的回答会安慰马大跟玛利亚吗?
Then the Jesus response, would that comfort Martha and Mary?
耶稣是神,
Jesus is God.
他要跟随他的人,
he wants the people who follow him.
不管眼前的环境多黑暗,多令人忧伤,
despite how the current circumstances, how dark, how pitiful,
耶稣要跟随他人,相信跟接受他的话。
Jesus wants people who believe in him, believe and receive his word.
回到第四节,
let's go back to verse 4.
耶稣说,乃是为神的荣耀,叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。Jesus
said, this sickness is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
耶稣第四节说,这病不至于死。
He said, this sickness will not end in death.
很明显的,耶稣不是说身体不会死。
Obviously, it doesn't say the body is not going to die.
而是说身体的死亡不是一个最终的结果。
But it says that the death of the body is not the eventual result.
好像第九章第三节一样,我们看一下。
Let's go to chapter 9, verse 3.
反正这个生来是瞎眼的人。
But the one who was born blind.
第三节,耶稣回答说,也不是这人犯的罪,也不是他父母犯的罪,是要在他的身上显出神的作为。同样的,耶稣要在拉萨路的身上。Jesus
is going to through Lazarus.
借着他的死亡跟他的复活,
through his death and the resurrection,
显出神的荣耀,
to reveal God's glory.
有些教会里面,
in many churches,
有些你可以说是假师父,
many of the false teachers,
教导人家说,
teach others,
如果你爱神,
if you love God,
或神的真的爱你,
if God really loves you,
你一定不会有疾病,
you will never be sick,
你一定不会有死亡的,
you will never die,
你一定是一切顺利的,
everything will be fine with you.
所以这些假师父,
so those are false teachers,
他们很怕在自己的身上,
they are very afraid in their own life,
或他们所爱的亲人的身上,
of those people who they love,
犯了病,
become ill,
或者有不幸的事情发生,
or unfortunate things,
他们怕如果有的话,
they were afraid if that happens,
一定是神, 不喜爱我,
must be God doesn't love me,
或者我爱神不够,
or I don't love God enough,
所以他们很怕人家知道,
so they are very afraid people to know,
这是错误的教导。
That's a false teaching.
这种教导不但虐待自己,
so those teaching is cruel to themselves and to the others.
耶稣在第四节的回答当中,
in the reply in verse 4,
我们可以看出来,
we can see,
有时候不幸的事情,
sometimes things we do not see,
甚至疾病跟死亡,
such as death and sickness,
可以是神给儿女的一个旨意,
can be a will from God for his children.
我们看一下约翰21章,
let's go to John 21,
18-19节,
verse 18-19,
约翰21章18-19节,
John 21, verse 18-19,
彼得跟耶稣的谈话,
a conversation between Peter and Jesus.
耶稣在18节说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 你年少的时候, 自己束上带子, 随意往来, 但年老的时候你要伸出手来, 别人要把你束上, 带你到不愿意去的地方。 耶稣说这话, 是指的彼得要怎样使, 荣耀神。 耶稣已经知道彼得有一天要使, 荣耀神。
Jesus already knows that one day Peter is going to die to glorify God.
彼得跟耶稣有特别的关系。
There was a special relationship between Peter and Jesus.
可以说是耶稣最爱的门徒当中的三位里面的一个。
You can see he's one of the three disciples that Jesus loved the most.
但耶稣已经说他会因为死荣耀神。
Jesus already said he will die to glorify God.
我们继续看第五节。
Let's go back to verse 5.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，耶稣爱他们爱到个地步，他宁可冒着生命的危险再回到伯大尼。
Jesus loved them to the point he would go back to Bethany, forget of despite the danger of his life.
15:13，我想这样形容耶稣，形容得很好。
If you go to chapter 15:13, it describes Jesus.
15:13，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。耶稣愿意冒生命的危险去见拉撒路。
Jesus is willing to risk his life to save Lazarus.
我们再看第六节、第七节。
Let's go back to verses 6 and verse 7.
听见拉撒路病了，就在守居之地忍住了两天，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。我猜想这两天里面门徒非常的困惑。
I think those 2 days,the disciples will be very confused.
他们困惑好几个原因。
The many reason for their confusion.
耶稣，如果你真的爱拉撒路，
they say, Jesus, if you truly love Lazarus,
为什么允许他生病呢？
Why would you allow him to be sick?
有时候你会问这个问题，对吧？
Sometimes you may ask the same question.
并且他们困惑，你为什么延迟呢？
So they also confused. Why are you delaying?
为什么不马上去呢？
Why don't you go right away?
难道有其他事情比这个还重要吗？
Is anything more important than this?
并且
And
他们困惑。
They are confused.
你为什么不在远方就医好他呢？
Why don't you just heal him from far?
你不需要跑去拉撒路的旁边呢？
You don't need to go to Bethany.
你有能力啊。
You have the power.
就像那一天你在迦拿医好了，在加百农21里以外一个大城的孩子。
Just the other day, you were in Canaan that you healed an official's daughter who lives in Capernaum.
那是21里以外的地方啊。
20 miles away.
门徒心里面在想。
So the disciples were thinking.
耶稣，你说你爱你的朋友。
See, Jesus, you say you love your friend.
你说你爱你的小家庭。
You love that little family.
但你的行动好像正好相反。
But your actions seem to be the opposite.
有一个老圣徒这么说。
There's an old saint who says this.
神对属于他人的爱。
God think about the love to other people.
不是一个骄养的爱。
It's not a promiscuous love.
Temporary
love.
而是一个使他完全的爱。
So it's a perfecting love.
为了让他被爱的人对神的信心越来越坚强。
So that those who he loves, they can believe in him even stronger.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
神爱我们和我们爱他。
God loves us and we love him.
这个事实。
This is a fact.
并不能保证我们可以免除人间的问题跟痛苦。
But this fact does not guarantee we are not going to have problems and troubles in life.
想一想看。
Just to think.
圣父爱圣子。
The Father loved the Son.
圣子爱圣父。
The Son loved the Father.
圣父却允许圣子喝那个悲伤的杯啊。
So the father was willing to let the son drink the cup.
然后经历了十字架上的羞辱跟死亡。
And suffered the death and the humility on the cross.
我们不能认为爱跟受苦是不能两立的。
So we cannot think love and suffering are incompatible.
因为爱跟受苦都在耶稣的身上实现。
Because love and suffering fulfilled in Jesus' life.
这个真理对于你我今天有什么应用？
So, what does this truth mean in our day's implications?
当你和我遇见疾病，
So when we face sickness,
失望，
disappointment,
延迟，
delay,
甚至死亡时，
even death,
我们唯一的安慰跟希望
The only hope and comfort
便是神的话语
is God's word.
因为我们的生活是凭着信心
Because we live our life by faith
不是凭着眼见
Not by act
We know
God believes and knows our situation.
我们相信神爱我们,
we know, we believe God loves us.
我们相信他知道我们在受苦,
we believe He knows we are suffering.
但就好像马大跟玛利亚一样,
but just like Mary and Martha,
他们眼前情形看来没有希望,
their present situation seems to be hopeless.
他们很忧愁,
they're worried.
但他们却知道耶稣能,
but they know Jesus is able.
我们看一个圣经节,
let's read the passage.
诗篇 50篇 15节,
Psalm 50,
15节,
Psalm 50, 15,
诗篇 50篇 15节,
Psalm 50, 15,
并要在患难之日求告我, 我必搭救你, 你也要荣耀我。 我们碰到这个情形的时候,
when we run into the problem,
我们可以求告,
we can ask,
我们可以相信神的时间表,
we can believe in God's schedule,
我们的注意力就集中在荣耀神的身上。
So our focus is on glory God.
那我们看第三点,
the third,
我们看到一位疾病的病人两位忧愁的姐妹。
We saw one critical patient and two concerned sisters.
我们现在看看有几位小心的门徒。
Let's see how many cautious disciples are they?
这是第8节到16节。
This is verse 8 to 16.
但门徒知道耶稣定义要去伯大尼的时候,
so when the disciples realized Jesus going to Bethany,
便对耶稣说,
so they told Jesus.
第8节,
in verse 8,
拉比犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往哪里去吗？ 我想门徒们问这句话心里面有几个问题。
I think when the disciples ask, they have many questions.
耶稣你要回到伯大尼？
Jesus, you want to go back to Bethany.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷只有两英里。
Bethany is only 2 miles from Jerusalem.
你这个风声一定传出去。
People will hear.
挺危险的。
It's very dangerous.
你忘记刚才那些人要抓你杀你吗？
You remember they were going to kill you?
那么他们可能心里也有问题。
Maybe they have other questions.
你现在这边侍奉好好的。
You're serving here very well.
很有果效啊。
There's very fruit.
信你的人越来越多。
Many people believe in you.
为什么需要换个工厂呢？
Why do you need to change the factory?
也许他们也在想,
maybe they're also thinking,
你不是刚刚说过拉撒路不至于死吗？
Didn't you say that his sickness will not end?
那为什么着急呢？
So why would you worry?
说不定有门徒们心里面也在想,
they may be also thinking,
你一病的时候你人可以在远方啊,
but you can heal the sickness from afar,
不必亲自出现啊,
you don't have to personally appear.
你上次那个表现还挺好的,
you had a good show before,
挺成功的啊,
it was very successful,
何必冒险呢？
Why should it risk it?
我们看耶稣的回答。
So how did Jesus answer?
第9节第10节,
verse 9 and 10,
耶稣回答说, 白日不是有12小时吗？ 人在白日走路就不自跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。犹太人把白昼和白日分成12小时。The
Jews think there are 12 hours of daylight.
不像我们今天哈，有夏令时间、冬令时间。Is
we have a winter daylight saving time and?
他们就是固定的。They
are fixed.
这白日12小时在指什么？
What does it mean that 12 days of 12 hours of daylight?
耶稣在这边究竟是要讲什么?
What is Jesus really saying?
这白日12小时是指天父分配给耶稣在世上工作的时间。
So the 12 hours of daylight is what the Heavenly Father gave to Jesus the time to work on this.
这段时间里面没有任何人可以增加一天或减少一天。
In this period of time, no one can add or can detract any day.
所以门徒们的小心谨慎没有办法延长他一天。
So the disciples' carefulness cannot extend one more day.
犹太人对耶稣那种敌对的行动也没有办法减少他一天。
So the hostility of the Jews cannot delete one day.
人在白昼行走就不用担心跌倒了。
So when we walk in daylight, we don't have to worry about falling.
只要耶稣行在天父的时间里面, 他是最安全的。
So when Jesus walks in God's timetable, he's the safest.
只要你我行在神的计划当中, 是最安全的。
Only the same, you and I walk in God's plan is the safest.
第十节, 若在黑夜走路, 就必跌倒, 因为他没有关。 黑夜象征什么?
What the darkness symbolize?
我们看一下12章25节。
Let's go to chapter 12, 25, verse 25.
35节, sorry.
Verse 35.
12章35节。
12, 35.
耶稣对他们说, 关在你们中间还有不多的时候, 应当趁着有光行走, 免得黑暗临到你们, 那在黑暗里行走的, 不知道往何处去。 黑暗表示耶稣在世上工作要停止。
Darkness means Jesus' work on the world will stop.
这是天父在永恒的计划当中已经决定了。
This is already determined by the Father in his eternal plan.
也只有在那个时候耶稣才会跌倒或死亡。
It's only at that time that Jesus will fall and die.
我们再看约翰福音11章11节12节。
Let's go back to verse 11 and 12 in chapter 11.
耶稣说了这话,随后对他们说, 我们的朋友拉撒路睡了, 我去叫醒他。 门徒说,主啊, 他若睡了就必好了。 在圣经里面常常用睡, 做一个婉转的说法来代表一个人死亡。
So often in the Bible, they use the word sleep to represent people has died.
就好像我们今天说有人去世, 英文说, 不说他死亡, 说他 pass away, 说他过去了。
So just like today, we don't tell, sometimes we don't say people died, we say they passed away.
所以耶稣说要去叫醒他。
So Jesus goes to wake him up.
门徒们可能还不太了解。
The disciples may not understand.
门徒们说,他如果睡的话, 你去叫他干什么呢?
So if he was falling asleep, why do you want to wake him up?
给他好好休息嘛。
Just let him rest.
他迟早会醒过来的嘛。
So sooner or later he's going to wake up.
所以13节。
So in verse 13.
14节, 耶稣就明明地告诉他们说, 拉撒路死了。
So in verse 14, Jesus plainly told them Lazarus is dead.
大家有没有注意到一件事情?
Did you notice one thing?
3天之前,
Three days ago,
当信差来的时候,
when the messenger came,
信差给耶稣的口信说, 拉撒路病了。
So the message says, Lazarus is sick.
这3天当中,
in those 3 days,
耶稣没有机会听收音机,
Jesus didn't hear the radio.
耶稣没有机会上网路,
didn't get onto the internet.
耶稣也没有机会有人打 cell phone 给他,
nobody would call him on the cell phone.
但耶稣却说, 拉撒路死了。
But Jesus said, Lazarus is dead.
这因为他是神。
Because he's God.
神的一个属性就是完全的知道。
So God, one of God's attributes is their omnipotence.
15节。
So verse 15.
我没有在那里就欢喜, 这是为你们缘故好叫你们相信。请大家注意。
Please pay attention.
耶稣不是说拉撒路死了我欢喜。
He didn't say Lazarus died, so I'm happy.
我们看到后来圣经节, 耶稣也痛哭,也忧愁,也忧伤。
We know later recorded Jesus cried, wept, and was sad.
那耶稣说为什么欢喜?
What did Jesus say that he's glad?
我没有在那里就欢喜。
He says, I'm not glad when I was not there.
为什么耶稣说? 他说为你们缘故,叫你们好,叫你们相信。
This is for your reason, for your benefit, so that you may believe.
耶稣知道。
Jesus knows.
在拉撒路还没有死前医好他。
If he healed Lazarus before he died,
没有更有效的在拉撒路死以后让他复活, 这个见证对门徒的冲击会更大。
So that would not be as effective as if he resurrected Lazarus from death, that would strengthen the faith of the disciples.
耶稣知道他快要上十字架了。
Jesus knows he is going to go onto the cross.
黑暗快来了。
The darkness is coming.
他不久需要离开这些门徒们。
He is going to leave his disciples soon.
门徒眼睛看不到耶稣了。
The disciples will not be able to see Jesus.
这个复活的事实啊。
So the facts of resurrection
可以成为他们有信心的一个很强的支持。
Can be a strong support for their faith in the future.
十六节。
Verse 16.
多马又称为迪图马，就对那同坐门徒的说：“我们也去和他同死吧。”多马是希伯来文。
Thomas is a Hebrew name.
那么迪图马是希腊文。
So Didymus is a Greek word.
就像我们中国人在美国说两个名字。
So like some of Chinese have two different names.
迪图马的意思是双生子。
So Didymus meaning in Greek is twin.
我们不晓得多马的他的另外一个双生子是谁。
We don't know who is the twin of Thomas.
我们不晓得他是不是龙凤胎哈。
We don't know if this boy and girl.
那么过去早期的教会里面，很多人想要检定究竟哪一位。
In the past, the church they want to determine who just the twin is.
但他们找不出另外这位是谁。
But they couldn't find who's the twin.
多马在历史上常常被称为多疑的多马。
So Thomas is often called the doubting Thomas.
因为他怀疑，他曾经怀疑过耶稣是不是复活。
He really doubted whether Jesus really resurrected.
但是弟兄姐妹们，你知道吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you know?
也算你和我成为多马的那个双生子。
Someday, times we become the twin of Thomas.
因为我们不相信神的话。
Because we do not believe in God's word.
我们不肯接受神的话。
We would not accept God's word.
我们怀疑神话语的真实性。
We doubt the truthfulness of God's word.
我们也像多马一样成为那位多疑的人。
We also become a doubting person.
但在这里，多马却对其他门徒说。
So Thomas told the others.
我们也去和他同死吧。
Let us also go and die with him.
这句话反映多马对耶稣那种爱的真诚跟勇气。
So this does reflect his courage and his love for Jesus.
一方面他知道，如果他去伯大尼，他可能会死。
He knows if he goes to Bethany, they may die.
一方面他爱耶稣到一个地步，他愿意跟他一起去。
He knows to the point he loves Jesus to the point he's willing to go with him.
显然这个多马。带领这些门徒们都同意他的看法。
Obviously, it looks like that everybody believed in him, agreed with him.
他们虽然还有些担心。
Even though they're still worried.
他们愿意一起去。
They're willing to go together.
多马有他失败的时候。
There are times Thomas may have failed.
但多马在这里也有他光彩的时候。
So here is Thomas' shining moment.
那我们遇见问题的时候。
When we run into trouble.
我们应该谨慎的小心处理。
We need to be carefully managed.
但最终我们需要接受神的话。
But at the end, we have to accept.
跟随耶稣走。
Follow Jesus.
而不随自己的意思去做。
Not according to our own will.
这才是神得荣耀的时候。
This is the time for God to be glorified.
今天这段经文我们可以学到什么？
What have we learned from today's passage?
我们可以学到三个功课。
We learned.Three lessons.
第一个功课。
The first.
像拉撒路一样。
Just like Lazarus.
一位真正的基督徒也会跟不信的人一样会生病会死。
A true Christian will like unbelievers. We will die. We will be sick.
当这种事情发生。
When those things happen.
需要让信徒们转移他对世界的注意力。
For it's the purpose to shift.Our attention to the world.
而且目标集中在神的身上。
So we may fix our eyes on God.
因为这段时间里面，他更会花时间读经、祷告跟依靠神。
Because in that period of time, they're going to spend more time pray and study and depending on God.
拉撒的故事再次提醒我们。
So the story of Lazarus once again reminds us.
我们的生命是有限。
Our life is limited.
有一天会终止。
One day it will end.
不会继续下去的。
It won't continue.
我们是不是准备好要见主？
Are we prepared to meet our Lord?
第二个功课。
The second lesson.
像马大跟玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary and Martha.
耶稣是我们需要时候最好的朋友。
So Jesus is our best friend in need.
当我们生病。
When we're sick.
或我们所爱的人生病。
Of those we love sick.
我们应该用各种医药的方法想办法医好他。
We want to try to heal them with all kinds of medicine.
那我们不可忘记一件事情。
But let us forget one thing.
就是那位最好, 最能,
so the best and most capable,
最聪明的帮助者,
and the most smart helper. Today, he sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father.
我们可以把我们的需要简单的, 亲切地带到他的面前。
So we can simply but intimately bring our needs to him.
他知道在什么时候做什么事情。
He knows when to do what.
如果有延迟的话,
if there was a delay,
他的目的是要让神得荣耀。
The purpose is for God to be glorified.
第三个功课,
so the third lesson,
像门徒一样,
just like the disciples,
我们可以学习到的一点,
we can learn one thing.
神带领他儿女的方法常常是不可思议的。
Sometimes the way God leads his children is beyond our imagination.
他要我们走的路经常不是我们愿意的。
The way he wants us to travel, often not the way we would love to.
他要我们带去的地方我们看起来是蛮危险的或者是糟糕的地方。
He wants to take us to a place we think may be dangerous or bad place.
但像门徒一样,
but just like the disciples,
如果他们不去犹太地,
if they don't go to Judea,
他们就看不见在伯大尼的荣耀。
They would not see the glory in Bethany.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
有一天神要我们去的地方,
one day God is going wanting us to go somewhere.
是我们很不喜欢的,
it's not what we would love to go.
也是不愿意的,
we're not willing to go.
但是当那一天来的时候,
but when that day comes,
让我们高高兴兴地去,
let's go there gladly.
并且相信,
and believe.
因为主的带领,
because the Lord's leading,
一切会变好,
everything will be right.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父, 我们再一次地谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你留下你的话语就是这样的宝贝。
The word you left for us is so precious.
成为我们的患难中随时的帮助。
It's our help in trouble.
帮助我们。
Help us.
定睛在你的身上。
So we may fix our eyes on you.
不管遇见什么样的事情。
Doesn't matter what circumstances.
让我们让你得荣耀。
So that you may be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.